Stefan.
Yeah.
If you go somebody ride in town, you know, they're thanking you for it. You might say, well, don't mention it. We were going in anyway.
No, I'd say, well, you're quite well. Good to have you ride with.
If you were talking about the old days, when everything was better than it is now, you think, you know, everything was better then. You might, you know, sit back and say, blank, the good old days.
Well, we talk about the good old days a lot, but I don't really believe they were any better than they are now, except for the fact that if people were as happy and as friendly today as they were in the good old days and had the money to spend today that they have, then we'd have a different world.
If somebody asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, and it wasn't you, you might say,
I said, well, no, I didn't go to town yesterday.
If somebody asked you, did you just slam that door, you might say,
no. I said, no, I didn't slam the door, the wind probably blew it too.
Tell them we're down, see a dress that she really liked. It looked real nice on her. You know, so, well, that's some kind of dress.
You lost me there, Wayne.
Well, that's, I'll repeat it. You know, Ellen had on a dress she really liked, and it looked real good on her. You might say it was on some kind of dress. Particular kind. You might say that's a very...
Oh, I'm telling you, it looked right sharp. I did. I believe I told her that the day when she come in with a new suit.
She never call it anything but, you know, smart. You might say it was real.
Oh, real smart looking. Looks very nice.
Or, you know, something more like beautiful.
Oh, it's a beautiful dress.
Did your mother ever have anything she wore around her waist in the kitchen?
Oh, she always had an apron.
Yeah. What about,
In fact, there's most women still wearing them today.
Mm-hmm. What about, what is something you ride with?
Has a pen, pencil.
What about something that's a safety? Yeah, you know, you want to put a diaper on a baby.
Safety pin.
Yeah,
we use a lot of
those. What about what's a set of dimes worth? What? Like, how many cents?
10 cents.
Or what kind of? You know, you open a can. What's a can made of?
Can opener.
Well, what kind of can is it? What do you call a can? What's it made out of?
Tin. Metal.
You have a sweater, you know, once it gets colder than so cold you need more than a sweater. What do you wear?
You put you on a heavy coat.
How would you say that jacket has fancy buttons?
Well, I'd say the buttons on that jacket are very nice looking. They're a little different. They're leather covered.
Wear anything except between your coat and your shirt, you know, it gets cold, like a three-piece suit.
Yeah, I wear one sometimes now. You're talking about a vest?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call anything else?
No, that's all I've ever called.
What do you call, these things?
Trousers.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call anything with trousers?
That's all I've ever called them, pants, mm-hmm. Blue jeans.
If you go outside in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you. He would say, here, I've something in your coat.
I didn't thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Suppose you'd come from work and your wife said a package, said about a package that was, you know, sitting around. Delivery boy from Jones' store, something at here. What would you call that?
You would have called a package.
Mm. What would you say the boy had done?
He had delivered. Well, he brought a package.
He
left a package.
What if he brought the wrong one?
Said he'd call the store and have him come back and pick it up. He brought the wrong package, left the wrong package.
What about if you picked up the wrong package at the store and the store called you and they might say, please, something at back?
Said what, Wayne?
Suppose you had gotten the wrong package at the store and brought it home and the store might call you and say, well, you've got the wrong package, please. Blank it back.
To bring it back?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. I'd be glad to.